Hey everyone, welcome to Trashy Divorces, Trashy Breakups Edition, but we have something very special for you today.
Holy cat, Stacy, we do have something really special. Today, in person, in the studio, is one of our very, very favorite musicians, talent extraordinaires. Her talent knows no bounds.
Atlanta icon.
100%.
To my mind.
Welcome to the Trashy Divorces studio, Michelle Malone.
Woohoo!
We're so excited that you're here.
No, I'm so excited to be here.
Stacy and I have been in your audiences now going on...
Oh my, you played...
3+ decades.
You played a festival at my college my freshman year. I mean, like, we've been...
I've been around the block a time or two.
We have been fans for so long. It is really, really very much a thrill to have you here. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
As Stacy mentioned, you are an Atlanta legend. Tell our Trash Pandas who might not be familiar with your music how you got started.
I come from a long line of musicians. My mother was a singer in a bunch of pop and top 40 bands in the 70s, and then... she sang jazz and blues later, and her mother was a singer, more theatrical, and in, you know, Atlanta churches, and you know, they all played piano, and I just grew up around music all the time. It was a no-brainer. I didn't think about it. I just have been singing ever since I can remember. Yeah, so I couldn't wait to get in the school band. I used to go see my mom work. You know, I'd sit at the little bar with my... what are those things? Shirley Temples. And
of course.
And watch my mom work at a bar. And it was great. And to me, it was normal. I thought everybody's mom did something like that. But I just kind of fell into it, honestly. I didn't think twice, you know. I love music. It's everything to me.
It is everything to me, too.
It's a salve. It's healing. It brings people together. It is my passion. It makes me personally feel good, and I love sharing that because I want to make other people feel good.
You've been sharing it for so long within Atlanta and have worked with so many influential names in the biz. You've had a number of bands here. You're continuing to kill it out there. You have a new album that just came out. Tell us about your new album. I love it so much.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it. My new record is called 1977. And that, a lot of people want to know why I named it that. And that's the year I started playing guitar. Stole it out of my brother's closet. He said, "Don't touch it." So I did every chance I got.
Touched it.
And he always, you know, would beat me up or whatever big brothers do, you know, hold you down and act like he's going to spit on you and then... slurp it back up at the last minute. Really disgusting brother things.
Oh, brother things is right.
Anyway.
I'd forgotten about that game. Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Mom! Tony, spit on me! Tony, don't spit on your sister. She played my guitar. Michelle, don't play Tony's guitar. I mean, you know. Anyway, so 1977. The year I feel like I started to become me. And it's also my favorite year for music. That's the year Rumors came out, Fleetwood Mac Rumors and Steely Dan Asia and Eagles. And I could go on and on. But
it was a time of fantastic music.
Yeah,
it was such a good time for fantastic music that they still play all that music today. And that's just a testament to the great writing and performing and recording. So... I love that music. And I didn't write these on purpose thinking about that era. It happened all by itself, and it was very organic. Well, let's see. In February, the last 2 weeks of February 2020, Doug Keyes and I, who is my partner in crime and guitarist, were touring in California up and down the coast for a few weeks. You know, playing a lot of house concerts and clubs and things like that. And we got home around March 2nd, and then the world shut down.
Timing, right. Yeah.
And the world shut down, and then I was home, and I had California on my mind, and the sun, and the ocean, and the coast, and the laid-back vibes. And I had no audience to speak of at home, except my cats. That was kind of a, you know, they run when I start singing in the house. I don't know why, but I yell at them. I'm like, you know, some people pay good money for this. They don't care.
Cats are so ungrateful.
They are.
Truly. And I didn't have any input coming in, you know. Usually I have audiences. I meet people. I'm always inspired by things I see and hear on the road. And so I was just sitting at home with my little acoustic guitar, and it was kind of more of an introspective time. And it was also a time where I listened to a lot of older music, because I find it, older music that's familiar, that I grew up on, makes me feel comforted, makes mm-hmm. me feel safe, and takes me to, you know, back to a time where I could relax, so to speak. And it was very difficult to relax in 2020.
Yes, it was.
Even though we were all just sitting at home, but that's kind of where this music on my new record came from, a place of stillness, introspection, and then listening to the old music that I love. It just got in me and on me, and being in California, so it was a nice change of pace for me. I love singing these songs because I don't have to really over-sing. I don't have to yell or jump around. The songs do everything for me. I can just stand there and sing. It's nice.
Well, and that whole 70s vibe singer-songwriter thing, I know you dig it. I know I dig it. It is, as you mentioned, kind of a salve mm-hmm. to your soul sometimes. That's exactly what you want to listen to. So, Michelle, you have a guitar in your hand, which I'm really excited about. I know you're going to be playing for us. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors this week. And when we come back, you're going to entertain us with a few of your tunes from the new album.
Yes.
Fantastic. See you on the flip.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Trash Pandas, when you need a brain break from your day, let me recommend the game June's Journey for Android and iPhone. It's a hidden object mystery game where you are solving a murder, uncovering family secrets, and, I don't know, exposing official corruption? All in an extremely stylish 1920s setting. Every scene takes you deeper into the mystery and introduces you to an expansive cast of characters as June Parker explores the questions surrounding her sister's apparent murder-suicide at the family's beachfront estate. Add your own elements to the island, from lush gardens to gorgeous new buildings. This story has so many twists and turns. Right now, we are on a global journey attempting to rescue June's niece, Virginia. It's a great combo of gameplay. It's a memory puzzle, a design project, an intriguing storyline with genuinely fabulous art. When you want to let your mind wander, relax into this glorious 1920s murder mystery and get lost in the fun. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back.
With Michelle Malone.
Listeners, Trash Pandas, you are about to have a complete and total treat. One of our very favorite artists. Michelle, you're going to be singing your debut track from 1977.
Yeah, it's the first track on the record. It's called Not Who I Used to Be, and it's co-write with my good friend Elliot Bronson, who's here in Atlanta. I write with him quite often.
Would you like us to clap to get you started? Like you can pretend you're on a real show.
Sure. Why don't you just holler and clank some glasses around?
And the Trashy Divorces bar is introducing Michelle Malone singing Not How I Used to Be.
I would have given anything and never walked away. The flowers that the rain would bring started to fade. To be. Ooh, I'm not who I used to be. I wonder if you know me now. Myself, sometimes I catch the reflection of somebody else. Ooh, I'm not who I used to be.
I'm so jealous. We own a bunch of guitars. I own a banjo. I own a mandolin. I own a ukulele, and I can play none of them competently. You're much better on guitar than I am, Alicia.
Michelle, that was amazing.
Magic.
It's always so delightful to see you perform. I'm fangirling just a little bit here. Well,
thanks for letting me play your guitar.
I've lost my words. Mm-hmm.
That cannot be true.
It's kind of true. Michelle, I know that you are about to head out on a next leg of doing some gigs. Where can Trash Panda see you?
The tour hasn't really kicked in yet. I have a few isolated dates, and I'll be in Asheville soon. and let's see, planned some private parties and things. And
I want to ask you about that, because I know during the COVID lockdown, you were doing a four-pack.
Oh, it was so fun. So I don't know where I got the idea. I refuse to believe I came up with it myself. I probably saw someone else doing it online. But during, you know, not lockdown, but when we were in 2020, I just decided that I needed to do something more than live stream. I needed to see people in person, and I needed to be singing for people. So all the venues were shut down, and I started this thing called a four-pack where people would pay me. I would drive to their house. It was in and around Atlanta, obviously, where I live, and I would jump out of the car with my guitar and stand in their lawn and sing them four songs, and then jump back in my car and drive home. It was really fun. It was like hit-and-run songs.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, sometimes it was, I remember it was just one man. His wife hired me because it was his birthday. And then there was a couple who were having an anniversary. And, you know, one woman hired me, and she invited, I think, a few of her neighbors. So there were maybe six people in the front yard in chairs, you know. And it was just, it's an interesting experiment. I actually really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And I think it helped me feel more in touch at the time, and others as well. So it was as good for me as it was for anybody.
It was such a disorienting time. That sounds like a perfect adaptation for how weird all of that was.
But being used to performing, you need the audience.
That's... Sure, sure. And I just needed people. It wasn't even about an audience or people clapping or an egoic thing. It was just, I need to be around some humans in the flesh.
And after 3 years, I needed to be around a different human. No offense, Stacy. We may be calling you to come to a four-pack in our yard for our next house party.
I would love it.
Fantastic.
I haven't done one in a while, so.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wanted to mention that. I still do those, but I don't think people know it. But it is in my web store. And I can do it virtually as well. So it's just like if you don't want a whole house concert, or, you know, if you find it cost prohibitive or something, this is something that I think more people can be a part of.
Well, sign That's us great. Up for that. Yeah. Tell everybody how to find contact information for you, your music, your jam. How would Trash Pandas find that?
Just at michellemalone.com. I have, you know, a web store there, lots of videos and all kinds of crazy things in my store, like a four pack or, you know, the usual signed vinyl and signed CDs and t-shirts. But I also have bobbleheads and free trade organic coffee and prayer candles and things. It's just kind of fun.
Fantastic.
And some crazy art. I do doodling with, usually it ends up being like a goat playing a guitar and a hat, but you know, you never know.
You're on Patreon as well, is that right?
Oh yeah, I started that. Well, you helped me figure that out.
Get by with a little help from my friends.
That's right. I remember a little Q&A you and I had. I was like, can you explain this to me? So I took a lot of notes, and I started it. And it's going pretty well, and I try to post good stuff on there at least once a week. I don't want to wear people out, but
right.
I don't forget about them.
Well, and that's the thing, as an Atlanta fan of yours for a very, very long-standing time, I started out brunette, and I'm a little bit gray-haired now. No ages revealed. One thing that you do, you pack the audiences in. The people who are there are so appreciative and love your jam and your music. I don't know if you remember this, but I would like to share a story of kindness that you did for me 2 decades ago. I was in a very bad car accident in the end of the 1990s and had been hospitalized for a long time, finally had moved from crutches to a cane, and my first big night out, hadn't been anywhere. Had been nowhere in Atlanta for 2 years because I'd been in the hospital recovering, all that good stuff. Mm. And I finally felt physically able enough to get out to Eddie's Attic to see you play.
Wow.
That was my first night out. Here I am on my cane And we get to Eddie's attic, and there was not an actual seat. And I'm like, I don't think I can stand up for the entirety of the show. So the friend I was with and I are kind of talking about it outside, and you come in like the rock star that you are. You breeze in and you just get a little bit of an earful about what's happening. So I'm asking the establishment, like, isn't there any kind of, like, just something I can lean on? You get wind of this. You go up, you check your list, you look inside, and you had a table reserved for people who hadn't shown up yet. And you came over and you said, hey, go ahead and take this table.
Oh, that's awesome.
You were awesome.
Well, I'm
you were so kind.
It's just the right thing to do. It's not a big deal. I think anybody would have done that.
I can't tell you what a generous, I think about that so often, and what a generous thing that was to do. And then I got to walk in and feel like a movie star.
Yeah.
Who is this famous person that's at the best table in the house? But I don't know if I've ever thanked you appropriately for that. That was an act of extraordinary kindness. Aww. And when I think about you, that's what I think about, is your very kind heart.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm happy that I could help. I don't honestly remember it. But I will tell you that that is the best story I've heard of me from the past in a very long time. Because lately people come up to me and say, I want to share a story with you about something from the past. And then usually I end up having to apologize.
Oh,
it's like, you threw a mic stand at me because we were talking, or you called me out over the microphone and all, you know, so... So glad that was a good story.
A story of complete and immense kindness. And every time you cross my brain, that is what I think about.
I love
is that extraordinarily kind, generous act when I was really in a very bad spot in my life. Thank you.
And you're so welcome. It just goes to show you how important these little acts of kindness can be in someone else's life.
That's entirely true. I think if we're lucky enough, you're going to play one more song for us.
Okay.
Oh,
I'd love to.
See, I buttered you up with all the sweet compliments and stuff.
Yeah, you didn't have to, but I appreciate it.
So you're going to be playing now Know My Name from your 1977 album.
Yes. Tattoos, do you like pink hair? Do you like football and new cheerleader? I go to dinner sometimes, people stop and stare. Under my disguise, I can see they're scared. I wanna take you down to the country. I wanna dance with you in Spain. But you don't know, you don't wanna know my name. I wanna kiss it like the war is over. But you don't know, you don't wanna know my name. I'm standing outside in the pouring rain. But the ink won't run on my tattoo flame. Yes, it bothers me, you think that I'm a cartoon. You're so special, wish I was special too. I wanna take you down to the country. I wanna dance with you in Spain. But you don't know, you don't want to know my name. I want to kiss you like the war is over. I want to carry you away. But you don't know, you don't want to know my name. Well, I'm just like you, and you're just like me. We're both outsiders, longing to be free. So alone, so alone. So alone. A broken rocking chair sitting in my yard. The sun is sinking low, I'm strumming my guitar. Look me in the eye, tell me you don't care. Do you like tattoos? Do you like pink hair? I wanna take you down to the country. I wanna dance with you in Spain. But you don't know, you don't wanna know my name. I wanna kiss you like the war is over. I wanna carry you away. But you don't know, you don't wanna know my name. No, you don't know, you don't wanna know.
An 18-year-old me is doing somersaults right now.
That sounded like an afternoon walk through Laurel Canyon. Mm. I love that song.
It's
I love that song.
It's that, I don't know how many of your listeners play an instrument or are familiar with the major seventh chord, but all those are major seventh chords. And I've never used them in my music before. And all of a sudden it's in a, you know, a ton of songs on this record. Hmm. And it is very indicative of the era and that sound.
It you took me right there. It was just right there. I love it.
And you uniquely are fascinated by Laurel Canyon.
I really am. I know you and I have this Laurel Canyon thing in common. We really are fans of the period. Again, Michelle Malone, your new album 1977. Y'all can find her on michellemalone.com.
We'll have links and show notes to
absolutely
to all things Michelle Malone.
Thank you.
What a thrill. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is the coolest thing to happen at TDHQ Studios in a while.
Thanks.
It really is the coolest thing that's happened in our studio in a long time.
Trash Pandas, we hope that you have enjoyed this little diversion, little musical interlude midweek.
Yeah, season 14, we told you it was going to be full of surprises. Thanks, everybody, so, so much for tuning in. Michelle, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you being here today. This has been delightful.
It's such an honor. I really do love your podcast. I love all things Laurel Canyon, and it's just so darn fun.
It is so much fun.
Thank you.
You have been kind enough to agree to play us out.
Yeah.
For this particular episode. So you're going to do one more song from your recent release. This is called...
It's called Even the Queen. I dedicate it to you two queens.
And,
thank you so much. Clean hands, trashy hearts, everyone.
Ain't nobody got everything. Pretty faces in a magazine. Nothing is exactly what it seems. Even the queen has dreams. 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 And it's hard to keep an open heart. And it's hard to keep from falling apart at the seams. For even the queen has dreams. Even the queen has dreams.
Love it.
And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's Store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's Store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.